Welcome back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. We are getting set for Saturday Night Baseball. Biloxi Shuckers and the Tennessee Smokies. Penultimate game of a 12-game road trip. I'm Javik Blake, and for today's pregame interview, we are joined by Caleb Bowman. Caleb, thanks much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Javik. Always happy to be here.
Thursday night was terrific for you. Game two of the doubleheader. You turn out one of the longest starts of your professional career since coming back to the United States. Three shutout innings. How fun was that to get doing on this mound?
Yeah, it was definitely a special day all in all. And we'll touch on that. But just everything was working well that night. And it was just after losing the first end of that doubleheader, it was good to go provide some length for the team with a bullpen that's kind of been used a little bit through this 12-game road trip. But other than that, yeah, it was just great to go out there, do what I can, and help the team win.
Well, and it seems this year you have a couple extra ticks in your fastball as well. How fun has that been to be able to ride that up early on in the season?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, anytime you can increase velocity and just help your arsenal overall is big time. And then last year at the end of the year, once I came back from injury, we started working on a bullet slider cutter that's kind of turned more into a cutter. But it's really enhanced the arsenal and all. And just being able to provide another offering to hitters to have to know that's there in the when they're in the box is really enhanced everything. But it's also made the fastball play up even more, especially from the sidearm slot where we're getting some good sink to the ball and run on the ball with a higher velocity. But then we have a slow sweeper with that harder cutter to kind of add into the middle of that.
How fun was that, too, to be able to go long? It was the longest outing you had had, tied for the longest outing you had had since you pitched back in the playoffs in Germany all the way back a couple of years ago. How fun was that to go a couple innings?
Yeah, it's cool. It's one of those things, like, Will came up to me the next day and was like, how you feeling? I was like, honestly, pretty good. Like, I was expecting to be pretty sore, but felt really good the next day. It really helps when the other team swings first, second pitch a lot of the at-bats, and you get out of there in about 35 pitches in three innings, so that's definitely a plus. But, yeah, it's always just a fun time to be able to get out in that field more than one inning.
Well, and hey, you've had a hot start to the year as well. How much is the work that you put in the offseason and spring training really translated to the first month plus of the season?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the offseason was huge for me. I started in Venezuela, and it was a little rocky. I mean, everything was going well, but after a month, I came back to the States and really just bought into a new training program with Connected Performance and Ben Baggett, and it's really paid off. It's paid dividends to really invest in myself again and just put my head down and just keep my eyes up and keep working, and we saw the progress we made at spring training in front of everyone, and it's, like I said, just kind of brought it into the season, and that's what we're running with right now.
When you got an opportunity to appear in a couple spring training games, including the final spring training game of the year, you were wearing the Milwaukee Brewers uniform on TV against the Colorado Rockies. How was that experience for you?
Yeah, anytime you get to put that true Milwaukee Brewers jersey on, it's an honor, and obviously that's all of our goals and dreams to get there one day, and obviously being in Double A, we're only a couple steps away, so anytime you get to put that on, it's part of your dream becoming a reality, and obviously, yeah, it's just spring training, but it's still cool to be able to be there with the big league staff and all that, and just pick brains of the big leaders and all that stuff. So that's always really cool to do and an honor. So anytime we can do that, we're gonna do our best every time we're out there with that.
Well, and hey, one of the big differences last year to this year is if you came to the ballpark last year and saw you saw a lot more hair than you're currently wearing right now. You cut off 72 inches of hair this offseason for wigs to kids. Second time you've done that in your career. How special is it to get to do that?
Yeah, it's always so special to me. That was a tradition I started in college, and my mom had cancer twice, so it was one of those things I just kind of thought about once, and just to grow it out, because at the end of the day, it's just hair. It grows back, and I never had long hair, so now that it grows it out, when it's able to cut it and donate it, we do it. And this offseason, I went to one of my buddies from JUCO, actually, and he's a professional barber now in Charlotte, and he did the honors of cutting it off and donating it, and it was, talk about a weight lifted off. It was a true weight lifted off, but also just an honor, and just it's, like I said, what it means to me and my family, and just knowing it's going to kids that are suffering with either hair loss, cancer, anything like that, it's such a blessing.
Do you get to know which kids get the wigs that your hair is made into?
So this time I didn't. The first time I did, it's sometimes families will let you know, sometimes they don't. It's honestly, at the end of the day, their decision. But at the end of the day, it's just, like I said, it's such a blessing, and the Lord provided me with a good head of hair, so it's cool to be able to do that to kids.
It's starting to heat up as well in the Southern League. Do you feel a little cooler this year now that it's starting to heat up?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. My neck can actually breathe this year. Last year, it was just stuck on my neck at all times, especially in the Southern League with the humidity, but this year we can breathe a little bit.
Thursday, not only did you tie your career high stateside with three innings on the hill, you also got engaged on Thursday morning. Talk about an incredible 24 hours. First off, congratulations to you and your now fiance. What a day.
Yeah, May 2nd will always be one of my favorite days from here on out. I was actually planning on doing it in the All-Star break in July, but her family lives about 2.5 hours from here. Mine's 6, so this was the closest spot. And they were both families were already planning on coming down for the series. So we just went ahead and I got the ring a little earlier, and we just did it here. And it was a long day. About 2 hours of sleep. We got up about 5:30, went to a sunrise, and hired a photographer that she was there hiding and everything, and got it done and took some pictures, had a big family, had her best friend come in, my sister, her grandparents were here. So it was such a special day, and I'm so thankful for her, man. She's the best thing that's ever happened to me. So I love Ashton with all my heart, and I can't wait till she hears this so I can tell her how much I love her.
I appreciate you joining us, man. Quite the day. And at the end of the day, after that, pitching seems pretty, that seems like the less stressful thing you'll have to do on a given day after proposing on about 2 hours of sleep that morning.
Yeah, that's the truth. Like I said, I've always said it's the Lord's my identity, baseball's not my identity. And when I have such a special day with Ashton, and just being able to finally ask her to be my wife, and obviously getting the yes, it's baseball at the end of the day. It's a very small part of that day. And Joe said it, he goes, no matter what, you're a winner today. And I truly was.
It's also Star Wars Day. It's May 4th. Are you a Star Wars fan, first off? And do you have a favorite movie?
This might get some, we just talked about it literally while we were warming up. I've never seen a Star Wars. If I had to pick someone, I know the characters, I'd pick Chewbacca because I like Bigfoots, and clearly we had Bigfoot night last night, and Chewbacca's pretty cool, so I'll pick that guy.
Okay, so now this sends it to another thing. Yesterday, pregame, it was Slash Squatch was playing the electric guitar for the national anthem. What are your thoughts as a big Sasquatch guy then?
Absolutely, my favorite national anthem I've ever had. I actually got Slash Squatch's guitar pick because I wanted his guitar. He said no to that, but I got his guitar pick, and that will always be sitting somewhere in my wallet, most likely as a good luck charm.
Thanks so much for joining us, man. Appreciate the time.
Absolutely. Thank you, Javit.
This is Ben and A's pregame interview. It's the Shockers and the Smokies coming up next.